What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 6 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Double Down on Discipleship. John Wesley once wrote, "The church changes the world not by making converts, but by making disciples." Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 19 through the first part of verse 20. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." For those of you who do not generally like English lessons, please continue listening to today's devotion. There are wonderful truths concerning God's purpose for your life that can be discovered by looking closely at the verbs found in these verses. There are 4 commands found here in this middle section of the Great Commission. Only one of them is the primary demand. Let's focus on them in order. The first command is go. This word is in the following tense, aorist, passive, participle. It is also plural. So all disciples are to go. Participle gives us the ing form of going. Passive means that the subject receives the action of the verb. Aorist means a once and for all completed action that carries implications into the present and future. The best way to translate this first verb is having gone. God already expects His followers to be in motion towards making disciples. This can also mean that wherever you go, you have an opportunity to make disciples. The second of these 4 verbs is the main imperative of the Great Commission. It is the verb methetoeusate, and it means make disciples. Now, the word make is not in the original language. Translators add it to improve the sentence flow. It is simply the verb form of disciple. Jesus is saying to His first disciples, go and disciple. Make disciples is in the aorist active imperative, second person plural. Active means do it right now. Imperative means it's not an option for the believer. It is a demand and a command. Plural again means for all Christ followers. And the aorist means it was a once and for all command that God still expects His followers to obey today and in the future. This verb is where we get the word math from, which denotes the mental effort needed to think something through. To disciple someone means to help someone progressively learn the Word of God and practically live it out in everyday life. It has been defined as to train in the truths of Scripture and in the lifestyle required to live these truths out. So becoming a disciple occurs through belief that leads to behavior. The third verb is baptizing. This is found in the following form: present, active, plural, participle. Unlike the aorist passive form of going, baptizing is in the present active tense. They are both participles, but baptizing is the present tense activity of making disciples. Having gone, make disciples by baptizing people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptism is the beginning of the process of discipleship, not the end. The last verb is teaching. This is in the same exact tense as baptizing. The New Testament word is didasko and means to cause to learn. When it is found in the Bible, it almost always refers to the teaching of Scripture, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. The word for obey is found 71 times in Scripture, and 48 of those times it is translated keep. We are to teach people to keep God's commands. If you take the main verb, make disciples, along with the supporting command, teaching them everything I commanded you, you have what I call a double down on discipleship. Make disciples is the divine command. If we teach His commands, making disciples is one of those commands. In fact, you could say that making disciples is one of the greatest commands because it is a significant part of the Great Commission. As you obey His statements to teach His commands, how can you not teach one of His greatest ones? So there's a twofold emphasis found in the Great Commission to make disciples. Since Christ came at it from two directions in His commission, let's double down on it as His disciples. Some questions to consider. Are you obeying all the commands of the Great Commission? If not, which ones do you need to refocus on today? In what ways are you becoming a disciple who makes disciples? And finally, how do the following quotes challenge you today? From Tim Keller, discipleship is not an option. Jesus says that if anyone would come after me, he must follow me. Dallas Willard said, discipleship is the process of becoming who Jesus would be if He were you. And Francis Chan said, Jesus said, go and make disciples. But so often, we just sit and make excuses. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.